On the line with Chris Churchwell. And Chris, you are with?
We're in Show Me Tax Relief in Joplin, Missouri.
Chris, the Congress is passing over $2 trillion bill to help out the taxpayers. Plus, there have been some changes in this year's tax situation. What's going on?
Yeah, the bill in Congress right now, of course, has been passed by the Senate. We'll have to see what the House of Representatives does with it today and tomorrow. But it has a rebate check in the form of a direct deposit going out to each individual for $1,200 and their dependent children for $500 apiece. So, of course, when they talk about with a family of four, that's about a $3,400 check. They're planning on trying to make that a direct deposit based on the information turned in with your tax return, but you'll get an actual physical check if they don't have that information on file. And it'll be based on your 2018 tax filing, unless you've already filed 2019 return, and then they'll use the information from it to determine how much of a deposit that each person is going to get.
What are the most important things we need to know?
So it's only available for individuals that have incomes under $75,000, phases out to up to $99,000, or a couple that has $150,000 in income and it phases out to $198,000. But it's important for people to know they've got to have a 2018 or 19 return on file to get any kind of stimulus payment.
Is there anything that we need to be looking out for?
The other thing is that they've extended the deadline to July 15th. It's for any filings or payments for income taxes that were due on April 15th, which, interesting enough, it also extended the time to make an IRA deposit or a health savings account deposit for that would be effective for the 2019 year. So that was some additional things that they've added into that are important to know.
Will these additional payments mess up next year's income?
It won't. You know, what will be interesting on the reconciliation, we went through this in 2008. The rebate's actually a 2020 rebate, so they'll reconcile it whenever people file their 2020 tax return. So if they got too much, they'll have to give it back. If they didn't get enough, then they'll get an additional credit on their tax return.
Chris, if we need more information, how do we get it?
Of course, you can always contact the IRS. The SBA has all kinds of disaster loans available now, and some of those are forgivable if you retain the employees you have for a two-year period. And there's all kinds of relief for businesses, but in that regard, you probably need to contact your tax professional, or you can call us at 417-781-1829, one tax. Here in Joplin, Missouri. Of course, we are following all of our protocols in terms of people coming in. You know, be prepared for that aspect of it, but otherwise, we're open for business.